गो टू वर्स नंबर 17। कथम विद्यामहं योगिन, त्वां सदा परिचिन्तयन्, केषु केषु च भावेषु चिन्त्योऽसि भगवन् मया। कथं विद्यामि, विद्यामि अहम् Yogin, oh Yogin. So here again he's using the word yoga, but he's calling him a yogin. That means you are the master of yoga, because as the Lord, he is the master of all, you know, and also all yogas came from him. All the sciences, all the knowledges, all the teaching. So by calling him the yogin, he's saying that you are the master of yoga, oh Lord. Katham vidyamaham tvam, how can I know you? Vidya means again is in all the languages. Vidya means knowledge. So how can I, aham, O yogin, how can I, tvam, sada, how can I know him? How does he want to know him? Sada parichintayan. So now he has understood that to know the Lord cannot be a part-time activity. You know, it's okay if I do it once in a while, or maybe I'll do it after I retire, after 65 or 70. After my children are married and my grandchildren are married and they're all settled and all, and then I will, you know, start my yoga. Then I will start. First of all, we don't know whether we'll be alive, you know, after 65 or 70. And even if you are, by then it is too late, because if you have not done something your whole life and suddenly at age 70 you start, you know, that I'm going to start now, you know, meditating. I'm going to start thinking about the Lord. In fact, in one place, there's a Prannaji who was a great saint who said this about Manjiji Karuntasbir. In another place, he says, Saat Salni Jata Bandhani. Then he says that for 60 years, you have not combed your hair. You know, suppose you don't comb your hair for 60 years. And then after 60 years, you take a comb and you try to unravel them, or your hair are by then so bound up, if you have not done anything to your hair, neglected them, and then after age 60 you say, now I'm going to take a little comb and I'm going to try and clean my, it's not going to happen. Why? Because in 60 years you have, so similarly your habits have been formed already for 60 years and 65 years. Suddenly you, one fine day, you get down and sit up and say, oh, I'm going to meditate, oh, it's not going to happen. So he says, I want to know you and constantly think about you. So he wants to make it his prime focus in life. And that is very good for every spiritual seeker. He says, parichintayan. Parichintayan means from all directions I want to think about you. Pari means all around. Like, you know, we say parikrama. Like when you want to go around the temple, they say parikrama. In Punjabi, they say parikarma. So the idea is to go around. You know, and so similarly, parichintayan means, chintayan means to think, parichintayan means to think, contemplate constantly. Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu. Keshu keshu means what different kinds of, bhava means what different kinds of manifestations, what different types of beings, what different types of creations. Chintiyosi bhagavan maya. Bhagavan, O Lord. Chintiyosi maya. Here he's using the passive voice. How can you be thought of by me? He's just, you know, just a different way for the poet to write. One is to say, how can I think about you? But here he says, how can you be thought of by me? So the idea is that he is using a passive voice to say that, how can I think about you constantly? How can I think about you uninterrupted? And we say, you know, it is very difficult to think about him uninterruptedly. How can I think, you know, when I'm in my business? In fact, there is a very beautiful story. There was this Jewish priest, the Hasidic sects, which are very traditional sects of Jewish. So there was this priest and this merchant goes to him. So this businessman asks the priest, how is it possible for me, when I'm dealing with money and so engrossed in my business, how can I think about God It seems very difficult. So the priest says, okay, wait a minute. When you are praying in the temple or when you are meditating, do you ever think about your business? He says, yeah, that is the problem. You know, when I am praying, my mind never stays on prayer, always goes to my business. I always think about how much money I made yesterday and business is up and business is down. Even when I sit for meditate or when I go to the temple and pray, my mind goes to my business. So he says, if in your prayer you can think about your business, why can't you think about God in your business? When you are supposed to be thinking of God, you think about your business all the time. But then when you are doing your business, why can't you think about God? So the idea does not mean that you don't pay attention to the business, but the main focus should be that God alone is everywhere. And even my customers, like a shopkeeper when he's seeing his customers, or a doctor when he's seeing his patients, or a teacher when she's teaching her children, or even a mother, you know, when she's cooking for her children or cooking for the guests, should say that the Lord is there in all these children. The Lord is there in all my guests. The Lord is there in all my customers, in all my business associates. So constantly thinking about the Lord and seeing Him, seeing this Lord in everybody, that is called parichintayan. Constantly see the Lord everywhere. And you have to kind of remind yourself. In the beginning, it's not easy, you know, because we are so used to thinking about material things, where material things alone are important. So Eknath Ishwaran and some of the other saints say that you can put little pointers, like, you know, you say, I want to remember God. One is you can put pictures or put his name, like in your car, you can have a picture, or you can put, Hey Ram, or a mantra, or on your desk, or in your house. But sometimes you may not want to display that. So he said, just put a picture of an elephant. He said, why elephant? You know, because elephant never forgets anything. So when I see elephant, I say, oh, just as the elephant never forgets anything, I should never forget God. So the idea is that whatever reminds you of this higher being, this higher, and that, so he says, how can I know you? Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu. How can I know you? How can I think about you? How can I see you? How can I perceive you? But then what we do is we make God another worry. He should not become a worry, you know. Like, I have so many worries in my life. I have to take care of my wife, my children, my business, and the economy is bad. And then I have to worry about the economy. Then I have to worry about the war. Then I have to worry about my stocks are going down. I have all these worries, and now I have one more worry. I have to realize God. You know, so it should not become a worry. It should not become another source of stress. And that is what we sometimes make that. You know, we make it such a stressful affair that, oh, I have to realize God. Yeah, one should have a strong desire, but it should be a pleasant activity. It should be an activity of fun, because He is all love, He is all compassion, all joy. The closer you get, that's why in people when they are in deep meditation, they experience an inner joy and inner peace, like Pankaj was saying last time about the stages. So why do we experience that? Because He is all joy, He is all love, He is all compassion, He is all kindness. So knowing God should be a pleasant activity. And also, I think Arun was last time asking me, why has he made it so difficult? So the point is that this is the highest achievement. And so it needs effort. And also, as we had talked about last time, it is our own ignorance that we think God is far away from us. God is in us. At this moment, He's speaking and He is listening. You know, He's there everywhere. I think Hansa was saying one time that Narsimha Mehta says, Brahman is playing with Brahman. That the one Lord is playing everywhere through all of us and all the beings. So it is not that far away, but one has to make this a primary focus, main goal. And that is very important, that who is this God, where is this God, and how can I know Him? And talking about who is this God reminds me of another story. There was this, one day there had been an earthquake and 5,000 people had died. And so there was a long line to get into heaven. There was a long line extended for like 2 miles. And everybody had been waiting, you know, for their turn to come and Saint Peter to question them and let them in. And so everybody was waiting. It was, you know, they were all tired. And suddenly this car drives up, this Mercedes. And there is this man sitting in the car, a Mercedes, wearing a white coat and a stethoscope. He drives, goes ahead of the line and goes through the gates. And so the people get very angry. Who is this guy? You know, how come he, we have been waiting for so many hours. How come this guy came and drove and got in? So Saint Peter says, you know who that is? That is God. He thinks he's a doctor. That's why he got to go in. So that is, God is everywhere in everything. So that is the question. Katham vidyam aham, O yogin, how am I to know you? How am I to? You please tell me, I am not capable of it. I am incapable. I am helpless. So one has to approach the Lord with that kind of an attitude. Does not mean that you don't put any effort. Arjuna, as we have seen, has put in a lot of effort. He has already listened to 9 chapters very patiently, but he still feels the Lord has to help me. So that is the question.
My meditation.
Right. Now that's true. That's another. What is my focus in meditation? Because a lot of times when you sit for meditate and you're meditating on the formless, it's very difficult. But if you think of Krishna playing the flute or Shiva sitting in meditation or Jesus, it becomes easier. Yes. Thank you. That's a good point. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pasyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukkha Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.